for Ragtime America.
If you're looking for a way to start your morning off right, we've got just the thing for you. With diverse music designed to point your day in the right direction. It's the Morning Sound Alternative, weekdays from 9:30 to noon, here on your community radio station, KGNU.
Good evening. Welcome to Ragtime America. I'm Jack Rummel. I'll be with you for an hour of recorded ragtime this evening. And tonight it is time for our annual tribute to the king of ragtime, Scott Joplin. Joplin was born in Bowie County, Texas, November 24th, 1868. It came from a musical family. His mother sang and played the banjo. In 1885, he'd made his way north, working in Honest John Turpin's Silver Dollar Saloon in St. Louis. Then in 1893, along with thousands of other itinerant musicians, I'm sure, he went to Chicago for the World's Fair, and then went for the first time to Sedalia, Missouri, where he became the second cornetist in their Queen City Jazz Band, concert band, I guess. And that's where he got his first major break. The Maple Leaf Rag was published there in Sedalia. And he went on to publish a whole lot more after that, really laid the ground for what we call classic ragtime today. Died in New York City April 1st, 1917, so this particular year is the 100th anniversary of his death. We are going to be featuring orchestral works, Joplin rags that have been scored for orchestra, sometimes small orchestra, sometimes rather large ones. And we're going to be featuring lesser-known orchestras this evening, some of which are no longer with us, but there are a lot of famous ones that we've played over the years. New England Ragtime Orchestra, New Orleans, Paragon Orchestra, Ophelia Ragtime Orchestra, Boston Pops, Peacherine Orchestra, Pacific Coast, River Raisin Ragtime Review, and so on. But we're going to delve into some of the lesser-known ones tonight and bring you, I hope, a baker's dozen worth of Joplin tunes featuring lesser-known orchestras. So let's just kick it right off right about now, and we'll turn, and we'll do these chronologically, I should have said. We'll start in 1901 with one of his better-known pieces. It's called The Easy Winners. And here is the Phoenix Symphony Ragtime Ensemble from an early piece of vinyl.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I apologize. The turntable is refusing to go around, so give me a moment and I will pull up something else as quickly as I can. All right, here from also 1901 is Scott Joplin's Peacherine Rag featuring the Great American Main Street Band. The Great American Main Street Band has brought us Joplin's Peacherine Rag from 1901. Let's go back now and see if we can pick up the Easy Winners by the Phoenix Symphony Ragtime Ensemble. I think I may have fixed the glitch. Thank you. Phoenix Symphony in a live performance there with Scott Joplin's Easy Winners from 1901. From 1902, another popular Joplin rag called Elite Syncopations. This will feature the New Century Ragtime Orchestra from London.
Thank you.
The New Century Ragtime Orchestra from merry old England and Elite Syncopations, Joplin's tune from 1902. That same year, he wrote a piece that probably did very, very well, but it did even better in the mid-1970s when it was part of the music for the movie The Sting, and it wound up selling 1 million copies, making Joplin the only composer that I know of having 2 million sellers spaced 75 years apart, the other one being the Maple Leaf Rag, which was written in 1899. So here to bring us the entertainer is the Joplin Ragtime Orchestra from Italy.
Thank you.
The Joplin Ragtime Orchestra from Italy and The Entertainer from 1902. I'm a little concerned about this next one. I'm not getting a good reading on the CD player, so we'll give it a try. And if it doesn't work, I've got something else queued up, so let's see what happens. The next one is also from 1902. It's called The Strenuous Life, a quote taken from Theodore Roosevelt, who advocated the strenuous life for people. And here is the Los Angeles Symphonic Winds. Well, I shortchanged you on the name here. That was the Los Angeles Pierce College Symphonic Winds, and that was The Strenuous Life by Joplin from 1902. In case you joined us late, we are doing the Orchestral Joplin, piano rags written by Scott Joplin, scored for orchestra, and we're featuring lesser-known orchestras tonight to do that. So, let's turn now to the Palm Leaf Ragtime Orchestra, now defunct, but originally played in the Los Angeles area. And here is a great tune from 1904 by Scott Joplin, The Cascades. Thank you. A live performance there by the Palm Leaf Ragtime Orchestra, The Cascades, Joplin's great rag from 1904, written in honor of the St. Louis World's Fair, and a marvelous water feature there that was actually famous throughout the country. Well, we'll pause here and tell you that tomorrow night, the Tamir Hendelman Trio will be playing at the Greeley Country Club. Tamir Hendelman Tamir Hendelman is on piano. Alex Frank is on bass, and Dean Koba is drums, for a nice evening of spectacular jazz, it says here, sponsored by the Peak View Jazz Organization in Greeley. So this is the Tamir Hendelman Trio at the Greeley Country Club. And if you go early enough, you can take advantage of a buffet dinner, but we need reservations for that. The music will run from 8 until 10 p.m. For those reservations, you may call 970-353-2267. Okay, let us now turn to one of the smaller orchestras on our list this evening. It's just a six-piece orchestra. Got to get the full name here, which I didn't do with another one. Dan Levinson and the Canary Cottage Dance Orchestra will bring us Bethina, a concert waltz by Scott Joplin from 1905. Levinson and his Canary Cottage Dance Orchestra, and Bethina, a concert waltz by Joplin from 1905. From 1906, we come to the Ragtime Dance, and this will be played for us by the London Ragtime Orchestra from, you guessed it, London, and a 1984 vintage piece of vinyl. The Ragtime Dance, Scott Joplin from 1906. That was the London Ragtime Orchestra. Turning now to 1907 and the Chrysanthemum Ragtime Band from San Francisco. Unfortunately, that one is no longer in existence. We'll turn to the Searchlight Rag, actually written by Joplin. The Searchlight is a reference to a town in Nevada, Searchlight, Nevada, where his good friend Tom Turpin went out looking for gold or silver or whatever it was he was looking for at the time. So here to play it for us is the Chrysanthemum Ragtime Band. The Chrysanthemum Ragtime Band and Joplin's Searchlight Rag from 1907. From 1908, we come to a very stately piece. It's called the Fig Leaf Rag, subtitled A Classy Rag. And our ensemble this evening is from Australia. It's the Dave Dolwitz Ragtime Ensemble. Fig Leaf Rag. That was the Dave Dolwitz Ragtime Ensemble from Adelaide, South Australia. And, of course, that's Joplin from 1908. The same year brought us Pineapple Rag, one of his better-known tunes. And this is an orchestra that gave one public performance, which was recorded, and I think that's as far as they went. It's called the Golden Gate Radio Orchestra, obviously from San Francisco.
Thank you.
the Golden Gate Radio Orchestra and the Pineapple Rag. From 1909, we have the Wall Street Rag, this one performed by the Elite Syncopation Orchestra from Connecticut. The Elite Syncopation Orchestra has brought us Wall Street Rag from 1909. Well, you're listening to Silver Swan Rag in the background as we go out of here. This one from 1914, but actually not discovered until 1971 when it was found on a piano roll. A written score has never been found. That's the Dawn of the Century Ragtime Orchestra in the background. It's been a lot of fun paying homage to the King of Ragtime tonight, Scott Joplin, and listening to many of his piano rags set to an orchestra, various sizes of orchestra, and featuring lesser-known orchestras, as it were. This is Jack Rummel saying thanks for joining us on Ragtime America, and come in and listen on another Thursday night, and we'll let this one kind of take us out until we run out of time. Time is 9 o'clock. You're listening to KGNU Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. Stay tuned for Swing Shift.
Thanks as always, Jack, and a hearty good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Dave Gloss. You've heard of talk radio. Well, we're all talk, talk, talk here on Swing Shift. Some swinging sounds dealing with talking. So be sure to stay tuned for a fun broadcast. Way back in 1948, a young trumpeter out of Canada was discovered by Jimmy Dorsey, but he would become very famous when he switched in 1950 to Stan Kenton and his orchestra. Here's Maynard Ferguson with his own big band, and can't we talk it over?